naming the animals. Could Adam do that?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known speaker on the Book of Genesis and one of the keynoters at next February's Answers for Darwin conferences.
Have you ever wondered how Adam could name all the animals on one day, day 6 of creation, and then remember them all? Well, you know, first of all, we need to understand that just because you or I couldn't do it doesn't mean Adam couldn't. You see, Adam had a perfect brain, and of course, we don't. Our brain has suffered from thousands of years of sin and the curse. But think about this. Our brain is considered to be the most complicated structure in the entire universe. It's much more complex than the most advanced supercomputer in the world. And remember, it was man's brain that invented the computer in the first place. We think it's nothing today to hold a handheld computer with a memory storing millions and millions of bits of information. Well, surely then, when God made Adam's brain with a perfect memory, it would have been easy for Adam to remember millions of pieces of information. If finite man can make a computer that does this, then our all-powerful God could certainly create a perfect Adam's brain to do much more.
Adam and Eve had a son named Cain. Now, have you ever been stumped by the question, where'd Cain find his wife? Because it's asked so often, Ken Ham has produced a booklet on this question, and it's become such a great witnessing tool. We'll offer 10 of them to you for your donation of any size today. Call toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS. It's one of the last days we're offering it. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.